with Chris, Zeke, Ham, and Warren Soylent Wilanski. In today's episode, Chris, Zeke, Pan, and Warren Soylent Wilanski
please
talk with Louisa. The waitress, who has worked at Mr. Steer for 22 years, and Simone, the cashier, about their experiences on the job.
We've got something here called the Montreal Burger Report, where we go around, have burgers in Montreal, talk about it, put it up on the internet. Okay. So I'm wondering if I can ask you some questions about Mr. Steer, the history, how you do it, what makes it so good.
Maybe it would be better if you ask this waitress.
Okay.
Okay.
She is the best here. She can answer all the questions.
But does she want to be?
She will. She is.
I cannot say the recipe.
No, they won't ask.
No, not asking the recipe.
First of all, what is your name?
Louisa.
How long have you worked here?
22 years.
22 years in this one restaurant or?
In this one.
Okay.
But that's nothing. So I'm at 35, 36 years.
In this restaurant?
And he's still here.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I right that I remember that there was one further down in St. Catherine?
Yes, it's 14 years ago about. It's closed.
Okay.
Now we are the only one.
That's right.
We are happy here. And we enjoy because we know the meat is always fresh because it's kosher meat, and everybody enjoy. We see family, the small kid, and they come, and after they come with the kid, that's the best place in Montreal.
Is it still the same owners from?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He has 87 years old and he still work here on the floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he work the cash or does he work?
He plays the people at the table. He cleans sometimes the table.
Okay.
Always smart.
And is it a family business where the rest of the family is also involved as well?
It's a family business.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we're talking about the paint job and the upholstery. Do you remember when they upholstered and when they changed the color of the walls?
Okay. But they make, they always put the same color, but they make fresh 2 years maybe ago.
Parce que lui se souvient que c'était une chose un peu plus sombre, un peu plus dark. Quand il était jeune.
Ça doit faire longtemps parce que moi ça fait 22 ans, c'est la same color.
Ok, c'est la même chose. Ok.
22 years with place in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They just changed the change the band.
Wait.
And then the other question is where is the beef ground?
No, it's a company. They bring us every morning at 8 o'clock and they mix with the special recipe and fresh every day. We sell non-cooked also, and sometimes we scared to miss inside because we sell too much.
That's why we say that it's kosher. It comes from a kosher bush.
Okay.
Glass, if you know the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's kosher.
Mm-hmm. How long have you worked?
For me?
Yes.
Even 3 months.
Okay.
Almost
3 years.
What is it? I assume that everybody enjoys working.
Sure.
What is it that you enjoy about working here?
The same thing. It's family thing. I like that. It's like the father that you said, 87, he's always smiling here. And, asking people, do you like it, do you enjoy? And the son also is managing here. So family things, and also the team is very, very happy. You can see it on all the waitresses, all the hostesses, all the cooks. Yeah, that's a good thing here.
And the cooks. How long has the oldest cook been?
I can't know.
You don't know?
But maybe the chef here for 3 years maybe.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, and some cooks are new, 2 years, but yeah, there's others. Since the day they came here in Canada, I heard about many stories. Since the day they came here in Canada, like me, for example.
Okay.
The two cooks, maybe 15 years ago, they came here in Canada. They've been here in the kitchen, and they are still here. I've been here in 2007, and I'm still here. So as Luisa said, there is some waitresses here 35 years. So I'm telling you, it's like a family thing. It's,
right.
Yeah, they're like generations. It's very very joyful here.
What's the name of the family that owns it? What's
Gaspar.
Gaspar, okay.
They are Hungarians.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then these are the work for Canadian games?
For sure. No, we wear them just for the games. Okay. For the games, yeah.
And now game days you wear different ones?
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's good. I mean,
just when before you came, it was like a rush here before the game. You know, maybe you know about this. And one guy is always bothering me. One day I will take your shirt. One day I will take your shirt. And because he likes this shirt, and I said, you know what? After the games, I will give it to you. After April, or maybe after the series, I will give it to you with pleasure.
Also,
give
me a form to fill out so you can get a job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And then, what is the most popular burger, the most popular item on the menu?
Number two, maybe?
Number two.
Yeah.
Number two, which is the Mr. Steer Burger Deluxe, is served with Suzy Q French fries for $8.55.
No, number six plus, maybe sometimes is more. Six plus, some people like the cheese and the bacon. Others like Jewish people, sometimes they don't like the bacon, so cheese, something like this. But I think six plus. People likes the burger and maybe wants other burger.
Right.
Yeah.
We have the number six plus, which is the Mr. Steer Burger Supreme Platter. Two steer burgers, half a pound, one tub with the finest melted cheese, and the other with two strips of bacon, served with Suzy Q French fries. And it has an asterisk, which says that Suzy Q French fries can be replaced by a baked potato or baked beans.
Do you have a lot of people who are regulars here who've been coming here for a long time?
For sure, generations, I tell you. I since I've been here, many customers say, I came here since 40 years. When they see 52 years for the anniversary of the restaurant, they say, I was here 48 years. And I have this joke, I wasn't even a project for my father and mom.
Right.
Yeah. Many people have their family coming here. Saturday and Sunday we have in the back a big place. There's so many, seven people, six people with children, with families, like uncles, and yeah, that's like this.
Yeah, for sure.
And you want to go speak with him, maybe?
Well, ask to make sure that we don't want to interrupt his work. If it's...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. All right, me.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 54 of the Montreal Burger. Tune in next week when our heroes talk to Maruf Tarifdar, the cook. How did he get trained? What kind of grill does he use? And who cuts the potatoes? Find the answers to these and other questions 7 days from now in episode 55 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Numero 5.
Mr. Steer is located at 1198 St. Catherine Street West. Their phone number is 514-866-3233, and they are open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night and midnight on weekends. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and Soylent go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them. It's your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburger.wordpress.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburger@gmail.com. This episode of Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUK for their support, the fabulous Bloaters, Cheech and Chong, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.